There was a balding man who went to get a haircut and thought to himself as he spoke out loud, "Shouldn't I be paying a lot less for a haircut since I have so little?" And the barber replied, "I'm not charging you for the haircut, but for the time I spend finding your hair." Searching for things is not always easy. I thought about loving today. As you know, loving is not an emotion. An emotion is a byproduct that comes and goes when we love. But in the classic definition of love, it is a choice. It is something we choose. How could Jesus possibly love on the cross with all that pain, even those who were crucifying him? Well, when you're young, your parents teach you, do good things because this will help your parents, because you love them. And then gradually they tell you, don't forget all the good that you do will benefit you. You are studying and working and learning different things so that you might get self-confidence and that you will be prepared for life. Do this because you also love yourself. And finally, they would say, well, do this because you'll be able to help the people that love you. But did you ever think, when you do good things, you are loving your enemies because the world is a better place because of the good that you have done? Because love is not approbation. It is not you saying something evil is good, but it is you saying there has to be an opposite force to the bad things in this world. And so when I do good, I do my homework, I'm conscientious at my work, I'm honest with my dealings with others. This is also loving your enemies, giving bad people an opportunity to see something good, an example of what it's like to live. God had a beautiful saying. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, love is not an emotion. It is not simple words spoken, but it is an example of a life that says there is opposition to evil in this world. And I show my love by saying, this is wrong and this is right. By doing things that are good for me, they are also good for the world and for those who hate me. God, in his education of us, also reminds us that when we do and follow the commandments, we are sometimes like children. Well, this will make God happy. Or sometimes we realize, well, this is for us, our good. And then we finally realize, yes, when I do good things, when I keep the commandments, when I forgive, it is me making the world better for myself, for my neighbors, and for my enemies. So when you think of loving your enemies, what Jesus showed us on the cross, every time you do something good, it is good for the people that love you. It is good for the people that hate you. It is good for the world. It is good for you. These choices that we make are profound. And when we begin to understand that, you will understand the beauty of the gospel. Because every once in a while you'll say, people, that sin is unforgivable. That thing is unforgivable. They don't know what they're talking about. Because forgiveness is something that we give but it is also something that has to be received. Forgiveness does not come if someone doesn't want to be forgiven, if they do not want to give up their sin. But we, like God, always have to make an offer. Every sin is forgivable. But people who sin don't always want to receive the forgiveness. So my final thought and my gift to you as I stop. Think about that. Every time you do something good, you're not only doing it for yourself, for God, for the people that you love, but you're also doing it for the people that don't love you. And that's how the world gets better. We take care of the healthy and the sick. Slava Iisusu Hristu!